Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I do apologize to you, my listeners, on tonight. I had some technical difficulties, and the enemy tried to jump in, but we know that God is able, so we thank God that we are on the line now. But once again, I do apologize. I'm going to double-check something. Pastor Norman King, are you on the line?
I am.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're just going to move forward because of the time lapse. And we know, again, the enemy tried to intervene, but we still have the victory through Christ Jesus. Right now, I'm going to open up with prayer real quick, and then I'm not going to do a music break. We're going to go right into my one announcement, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So get your Bible, get your pen, and get your paper ready so that you can follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. So now, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. Now, Lord, we continue to lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight, my entire family, my bishop, Bishop James E. Jennings, Jr., and his entire family and the loss of his father, and all those that have bereaved all over the land. Comfort and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their bodies all over the land. Now, Lord, we ask that you would continue to have mercy upon your people. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. Now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. For your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, God is the one who blesses and keeps us. He wants his people to receive his love and favor. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. God is the one who blesses and keeps us. He wants his people to receive his love and favor. And that scripture is found in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse number 24. I only have one announcement, and that is coming from the Paradise Chapel Home for Funerals. Their slogan is, "We are there when you need us." Their address is 13403 Van Dyke Avenue on the east side of Detroit, Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48234. The phone number is area code 313-564-8484. And the executive director or chief administrator is none other than Brother Russ E. and a Brundridge, I think is how you pronounce it, but I'm going to spell his last name because I don't want to, I think I already messed it up. But his first name is Russ, and his last name is spelled B-R-U-N-D-I-G-E. And they have low packages. Their lowest package starting off package deal is $2,595. That's just economy service package. Again, it's $2,595. So once again, that's the Paradise Chapel Home for Funerals, 13403 Van Dyke Avenue. Their phone number is 313, area code 564-8484. As for Brother Russ, he is the chief administrator there. So as I stated before, because of our delay on tonight for coming on the air, I am not going to do a music break. I'm going to go right into asking Pastor Norman King if he would come forth now and bring us forth God's word on tonight. And once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. We're so humbly grateful for the opportunity to be on the air. For I take this very serious. I know that as John said, as I decrease and as he increase, and the more mature I get in the Lord, the more humble I am. Because as I get older and more wise, I understand it more clearly through life experiences that I can't do nothing without the Lord. Amen. I reflect back sometimes when I tried, but my mouth, I was saying I was depending on them. But there are some actional things that just didn't line up with what I was saying. And that kind of ties with the message tonight. So I'm just go ahead and get into the scripture. Amen. And then I come back and I pray afterwards, and then we'll get started. Amen. So as we look tonight, we're going to be looking in Revelation, the third chapter. Been there several times before, but I just love how God gives you different messages from the same scriptures. Amen. So I'm looking at Revelation 3, verses 1 through 3, which my main verse, I'm going to focus on verse 2, but we'll read all three of them. Amen. Revelation 3, verses 1 through 3, King James Version. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Verse 2, but watch, you know, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, humbly before you right now, that I decrease and that you increase, and that your hearers will hear your word and apply it to what they. And we pray for the bereaved again, Father God, and dear my cousin Kurt, Father God, who's Brother James' brother. We pray for the whole entire family. Amen. We ask these tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the believing of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, we're going to go from a main topic of stop the spiritual sleeping. Stop the spiritual sleeping. And I'm going to go with a subtopic tonight, stop playing church. Just stop playing. Stop playing church. And we're going to look at I love God. I love God and love his word, you know. And just look back over verse 1, and, you know, where it says that I know thy works. It's nothing that's hidden from God. No matter how you say or even what you do in front of people, trying to make them think you all this and that, I love God's word. It says, I know thy works. Now, I'm going to come back before, as I get into this message. I like how the Message Bible kind of brings these verses out too. Amen. So let me give some scripture reading from the Message Bible, same passages. Verse 2. Up on your feet, take a deep breath. Maybe there is life in you yet, but I would know it by looking at your busy work. Come on, somebody, huh? I like how you say, but I would know, amen, it by looking at your busy work. Nothing of God's work has been completed. And your condition is desperate. We got some conditions within the kingdom of God that is so desperate. We got some people, amen, that is sleeping. They are spiritually sleeping, not just within the building called church, but even in their lives that they call it believer life, Christian life. Come on, somebody, amen. They playing, amen. And you know, they just spiritually sleeping. They come into church, they ain't paying attention. Come on, huh? Once they not paying attention, I mean it in more than one way. Some of them are actually physically sleeping. Come to church for the wrong reasons. Find a man, find a woman, etc., right? Come on, somebody, huh? Well, some of them, it just ain't doing what they know that God has commanded them to do. Amen. See, the church, this church here, it had a reputation for being alive. Huh? Now, one thing about your cover, if you pull the cover back over your head and sleep on, obviously to God, God said, I'm going to return. Play with me if you want, huh? Think you fooling me if you want, huh? Come on, huh? See, I'm just sharing the word that God give me, amen, that we are, now, when I say we, I'm just making a general statement. I'm not pointing fingers at nobody by no means, because the word of God saying this with the word of God saying, huh? He said, be watchful and strengthen, King James, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Amen. Message Bible, up on your feet, take a breath. Maybe there's life in you yet, huh? You know folks like that, but I wouldn't know by looking at your busy work. Some people got some people so bamboozled just by how they seem to appear to be so righteous, so on fire, and so lovable. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? But God is saying, and go back to King James now, in verse 1 says, I know thy works, that thou name, thou hast a name that liveth and are dead. See, that, this, hey, look, this is a serious indictment, y'all. God is saying, quit playing. It's time, it's been time, but I'm just saying, stop playing church. Because there are some spiritual sleeping going on within the body of Christ. Amen. See, this church saw this. Had, I'm going to say it again, I'm going to repeat this. It says, this church had a reputation for being alive. It was the kind of place about which people today might say they have great music and they have great preaching. Y'all know what I'm saying. You know folks that brag on their church. Oh, come on. And then they're trying to justify by saying, in the Lord, glory, hallelujah. But basically, God is saying, I know your work. Then, if you want, back to the Message Bible, it says what it says. It says, you look so busy. You look like you got it going on in Jesus' name, huh? And you're bragging about your church, saying how great your music ministry is, how great your preaching is. Amen. But then yet, because Jesus knew their work, see, Jesus knows everything, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Ain't nothing hidden from Jesus. Amen. Jesus saw that there was no true spiritual life there. This is what Jesus said in Revelation. Come on, y'all. Any of y'all know about the seven churches? Jesus was in the middle of the seven churches talking to who? The pastors. He was talking to the pastor. He's saying, I'm holding you accountable and responsible. You got all this stuff going on, making the perpetration as if you're so holding down. He said, well, I know your works. Jesus saw, and it's covered in the first two verses, amen, he saw that there was no true spiritual life there. Basically, he's saying, I see that y'all just merely playing church. Uh-huh. The believers in Sardis then were to stop the spiritual sleeping. This is the on-time word for somebody. I ain't got virtue leaving me for nothing. Somebody is receiving this word tonight, and God is rebuking you. He's saying, I love you. I'm going to get into that as I continue on about God's love. But yeah, he is a God of rebuke, y'all. Come on, he's a God of love. Yes, he is. Y'all remember saying, some of y'all, I do, James do, when mama said, this is going to hurt me more than hurt you, huh? It took us to live life to understand that. Come on, somebody, amen. Because sometimes how God deals with us, we don't always see it then. But as old folks say, just keep living. Amen. So, in other words, the remedy for this indictment is to remember and apply what you have received and heard. In other words, we got to repent, y'all. Come on, huh? Because it's like the word of God says in Proverbs 22:6. It says, train a child. This is the God's word translation, so it's going to sound a little different, but it says, train a child in the way he should go. And even when he is old, he will not turn away from it. So the indictment that was given has a remedy. And remedy is that remember and apply what you have received and heard. So being trained up in the way of the Lord and receiving this rebuke tonight. Come on, somebody, man. God is saying you was trained up in the way. Amen. That's how you know now. Even you who are hearing what I'm saying, amen. It says, I'm going to move a little forward. It said Jesus warned that he was coming in judgment. Amen. Look at verse 3. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and what? Repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, look at here now, I will come on thee as a what? As a thief. We don't know when we're leaving here, but one thing we know, we're leaving here. Come on, huh? And I know, I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. Amen. We don't know. We know we're going here, going away from here, but we don't know when. So in other words, Jesus saying, He's giving them a warning. Amen. See, the outer appearance appeared to be doing well. Come on, church, huh? Y'all know how we are. We dress it all up nice and good and put that smile on. Hallelujah. Get that little shout on. Come on, somebody. Get the speaking in tongues, etc. Huh? The outer appearance appear to be doing well. But see, the problem, I'm going back to Sardis, And also this applies to us in this day and time we're living too now, right? The problem was their spirit. Yes, yes. They were not focusing upon Jesus Christ and his cause. Yes. Again, they were sitting in services half asleep and allowing their thoughts to wander about instead of hungering for the word of God. So people were not what? Alive. They were not alive. Amen. They had a problem with their spirit. They come to church preoccupied. They come in there for the wrong reasons. Come on, y'all. Amen. I said earlier a few things, but there's several things. I can't call all the reasons why people come to church. Amen. But the thing I want you to get for this message tonight is you need to stop the spiritual sleeping, playing church. Jesus said in verse 1, I know thy work. See, now, this is God's word. Call it like you want to call it, but this is the word of God. That's why he gives us these seven churches in Revelation to give us examples of churches that's not only then, but churches that same thing applies to churches today. There are churches like Saul's among us right now today. Jesus said, I know thy works. Amen. Now, 23rd Psalm, and I here again, I'm referencing the God's word. So, you know, it's going to be a little different if you who know it by heart, especially from the King James. It says, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside peaceful waters. He renews my soul. He guides me along the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. And even though I walk through the dark valley of death, because you are with me, I fear no harm. Come on, church, amen. Your rod and your staff give me courage. You prepare a banquet for me while my enemies watch. Yes, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Certainly, goodness and mercy will stay close to me all the days of my life, and I will remain in the Lord's house for days without end. Amen. And I'm just trying to share, as we push all of ourselves in the name of Jesus toward letting go our sleep habits, amen, our spiritual sleep habits, amen. I'm not saying physical sleep. I'm talking about spiritual sleep habits that we have, and it caused us to play in God's house, amen. But as he does repeatedly with his people, he gave the church in Sardis the opportunity to repent first. He gave them an opportunity to repent. Amen. At the cross, Jesus was dying. And was, I'm giving an illustration here. At the cross, Jesus was dying and was still concerned about one who said, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said, truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. And that example shows us as long as we have breath in our body, we have a chance. The times that we are in, the Bible says that perilous times shall come. Amen. In the last days, perilous times shall come, and we are in those times right now. Now, people are expecting it to get better, but in the world, it will never get better. It's only going to get worse. It, inside the kingdom, oh, it's everything is righteous. Amen. Everything is all good, but outside the kingdom, it's where it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Amen. We got to pay attention to what's happening. And one thing what helps you to pay attention is to be grounded and rooted in God's word. Because if you're grounded and rooted in God's word, nothing happened by coincidence. Just tonight, I heard shots firing going down the road. Amen. And I got a phone call from somebody who had heard that where I stayed, this was going on. And what God allowed was a setup for me to share God's word. As the people were saying this, that, and the other, it gave me opportunity to share them what the word of God says. Amen. Are you hearing me, church? Amen. Nobody, I'm going back to the scripture now. A few believers in this church, talking about Sardis, and in Greensboro, I'm saying Greensboro, in your local areas as well, because there is an example of Sardis church in your local area as well. Amen. A few believers in this church were committed spiritually. Amen. And just like in your church, in my church, there's some who's committed seriously, but there's some who are, what, spiritual sleeping. And that makes them be in a position where they were playing church. Amen? And as I get ready to point down to what closing, and I got a few verses in this closing because I'm changing gears from Revelation to going into 1 Corinthians 16:15, one of my favorite verses, amen? And it says here, God's word translation, they may say, you know that the family of Stephen, it just speak a little different, amen, was the first family to be won for Christ in Greece. This family had devoted, the King James used the word addicted. This family had addicted itself to serving God's people. Amen. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, it goes, follow the examples of people like these and anyone else who shares their labor and hard work. So this family had addicted behavior. Amen. We got to have addicted behavior into serving the Lord. Amen. Are you hearing me, church? Our behavior for serving the Lord has got to be so addictive. Amen. That we're not settled for anything but the word. Amen. Anytime somebody raised, I'm talking about within the body now, especially within the body, because we know what to expect outside the body. But what happens is the infiltrator, he knocks on the doors of the body of Christ. And if you're not grounded and rooted, come on, somebody, if you're not applying yourself the word of God, then you allow yourself to be infiltrated. Amen. So some of us out here, that's why I love how it says, strengthen the things which remain, because some of us, amen, who stand in firm for God, we got to be uncompromisable in how we live our life and share the word of God in the midst thereof. Amen. Well, because, see, when you go to describing the household, okay, of Stephanas, I always have a hard time pronouncing it, amen. Amen. What it's talking about, we got means, amen, in other words, opportunities to share the good news in the midst of somebody who's in Christ who may be hurt for various reasons. Amen. And there's several reasons. Let me stop for a minute. All of us have been there in our own walk where we didn't cross our T, we got our I. Amen. So there've been. So in other words, we're not trying to stand in judgment, but just make let that be a lesson to you that as you see other people as well, who may fall in this category of my sermon topic tonight, stop the spirits of sleeping, stop playing church, and don't be critical toward them, but just give them the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Love them. You got to pull them to the side. And sometimes they, you know, maybe in the midst of people, then if you say something to them, it will embarrass them. Don't do that. Hold your peace. Just catch them off to the side and give them God's love. Brother, sister, can I talk to you? Can I just pray? Amen. And even when you're praying with them, don't pray words that will knock them down, but to what, lift them up. Well, I learned this one thing also as I begin to grow in Christ. That I learned as I get older in the Lord that people know what they're doing for the most part, and know what they're not doing. Amen. So I just want to encourage someone tonight. Amen. I want to encourage somebody tonight to just receive this word. Amen. And stop. Your spirits are sleeping. Stop playing church. Amen. Just realize that God loves you. Amen. And he's saying that I need you to be alive. I need you to be addictive. Have that addictive behavior into serving me. Amen. That even though it could be somebody just infiltrated one of your Christian brothers and sisters, that if you come there with that addictive behavior and talk about the Lord, it will either allow them to humble down and accept Jesus, or the one who in Christ to repent, or the one who tried to infiltrate who is not wanting to accept Christ, leave the one you know alone. That's why it's critically important that we give unto the Lord the glory that's due unto his name. Amen. So we are to operate addictive behavior in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because we are living in a very desperate time. that the body of Christ is suffering violence, and the violence taken by force. Amen. But we got to be serious. Let's get ourselves back together. Amen. I thought about that song that Andre Crouch song says, "Take me back to when I first believed." Amen. That first love. Amen. Some of us, as you receive this word tonight, if this fits you, then go ahead and make it right. Amen. I'm here to love you in the Lord. I'm not here to bash you. Come on, somebody. The word of God rebukes us. Man not rebuking, but the word of God rebukes. Amen. But receive the rebuke in love. Amen. I love you. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, I want to say thank you and I love you. I love you. I love you so much, Lord. And I thank you for this opportunity that you have given me to be on this, as my cousin James would say, on this platform tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Because apart from you, I couldn't do it. Thank you from whom all blessings flow. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity, Father God, to give you the glory tonight, Father God. And I want to say thank you, and I love you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, pray that you touch the family, the Brown family, Father God. Touch them, Father God, because they're going through a loss of a brother tonight, Father God. And someone is lost a father, and a wife is lost a husband, Father God. And only you, Father, can touch them in the way they need to be touched, Father. So I just pray this prayer tonight on the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you. I love you. And God bless every one of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Big Mama, I didn't feel nothing last night. She said, well, you're going back tomorrow night. I went back the next night and I still didn't feel nothing. So I went the whole week and didn't feel a thing. That Saturday happened to be my birthday. And Big Mama said, you're not going to have no cake, no ice cream, none of the kids coming over here. You're going to have to pray. Because I had a dream that I was going up to heaven and you was going to hell. And you going to pray. I said, well, how am I going to know it's time for me to take the preacher's hand? She said, you ask the Lord for a sign. So back then I was a sleepyhead like I am now. I didn't get up early. So I went to bed that night and I said, Lord, if I got it, in the morning, I want you to wake me up before the rooster crows. big mama be happy about it. Tears running down her face. She slowly get up and raise her hands. And she said something like this. I know I got really done. I know.
I'm going to go ahead and stop there because that's a long song. But I tell you something, last night I was sitting there, you know, meditating, and I said, Lord, what song can I tie in with this message tonight? And I thought the first one was it. I thought the second was it. But then when Donnie Peoples come with that song right there, Lou Wouldn't Church, that touched me in such a special way because, you know, let me just put it out there. I'm 60 years old. I've been saved since I was 23 years old. Amen. So I know that God has messages. He has music for all generations. But we're living in a time that a lot of churches is targeting the 18 to 34, but they're forgetting about the ones older. Come on, somebody. The Bible I read and study says he called the old because they know the way. Come on, huh? And the young because they're strong. Amen. So we got to just get. There's some things we got to get back to doing. Come on, church. Amen. And one thing we definitely
go back
get
to
out
room,
of
man,
it, and it's playing church. Stop playing church. Amen. It's too many people is trying to outdo each other. Come on, y'all. And because they're carrying on in that type of behavior, they are spiritually sleeping. They are spiritually dead. So my message tonight is they stop the spiritual sleeping. Stop playing church and get it right with God. Brother James, I turn it over to you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I touch and agree with that because it's the truth. Because we're not being about our Heavenly Father's business when we are playing games. And I thank God that he searches every one of our hearts. And see, you can fool men sometimes, but you can't fool God at all. Because as my mother used to say, and I'm sure I know my cousin, Maggie May, her cousin, but they always often say the same thing. God sits high and he looks low. So he know you can play with some people, but God knows you can't fool God at all times. He know because, like you said, we are the church. And as I brought in a message before, some of the listeners may remember this message that I brought before. And I said in my message, after you come out of the four walls of the church, what are you doing after you leave the four walls of the church? What are you doing? Who are you ministering to? Who are you sharing God's word with? You know, so that's what it's really all about. And I'm just like my cousin, Pastor Norman King, on tonight. I am sick and tired of people playing games with the Lord and in church and trying to outdo each other. And that's why God blessed me and gave me this book to write, which is also titled after this worldwide platform. Are you an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God? We have too many people that are professing to be Christians. They are truly liabilities to the kingdom of God because we are not doing what God called us to do in the earth today. Jesus Christ is coming back soon, and he's coming back sooner than people think. So we need to wake up, and we need to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And so I love this message on tonight, Pastor Norman King. Stop the spiritual sleeping. And that's what we need to do today for such a time as this. We need to stop the spiritual sleeping and be about our Heavenly Father's business, drawing souls to Jesus Christ, because that's what it's really about, drawing souls to Jesus Christ that are out there in a lost, dying world, and then drawing back those who are saved in Jesus' name but for some reason they have backslidden and have gone astray and got out of fellowship with God.
We need to draw them back to God, and so that they can be in right standing with God once again. And then also, this also to edify and build up those that are saved in Jesus' name, who are being doers of God's word. This is effective for us as well. Sometimes we can look at our own lives as Christians doing the work of God, but sometimes we can, there's always, as the old folks used to say, there's always room for improvement. So I thank God for this message on tonight, and I pray that someone has received this word on tonight, because if it has not gone out void, it's going to accomplish everything that God has set out for it to do, even over the airways on tonight. So as you have heard this word on tonight, please share this message with others that you know of that was not tuned in on tonight. Let them know that they can go to their phones or their computers or their tablets and go to this website, and they can pull it up and they can listen to it and hear it for themselves. So we thank God for this message on tonight. I thank God for my cousin, Pastor Norman King, for the continual prayers for my family, because we know that we are all going through something, even the you, the listeners. Everybody is going through something. And we know that a lot of people around the world, not just my family, but are experiencing and dealing with sorrow on tonight, are grieving because of the loss of a loved one. But God said in his word, he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And we must remember that, you know, earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And so I'm saying that word for my own self tonight, because I really haven't had the chance to really grieve like I know I should, but I know that time is going to come. So I'm asking the listeners, continue to keep me and my entire family in your prayers. Keep my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and his entire family in prayer, because they just had the homegrown service for his father on today. And again, I know there's a lot of worldwide listeners that are tuned in on tonight. You may have lost loved ones yourself. You may know that know of someone that has lost loved ones. So that's why it's always important that we continue to pray one for another. The word of God tells us to, you know, pray ye one for another. Just like we're supposed to love one another, we are to be praying one for another. And we are to always encourage one another in the words of the Lord. So I thank God for the message on tonight, and thank God for the message of the man of God, Pastor Norman King. I'm also asking special prayer for myself. I think I've mentioned it on Thursday night that starting this Monday, I will be going through chemotherapy and radiation for 6 weeks. But as the Lord give me strength, I do plan on continuing to do the show as the Lord give me strength. So continue to pray for me that I am already claiming healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus and restoration, so that I can be an even more effective doer of God's word as I'm healed after this chemotherapy and radiation. I'm claiming the victory already in Jesus' name, because by his stripes I am already healed. And not just me, but for those of you that are listening that may be going through some health challenges, this word is for you also. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the victory that's already given to us through Christ Jesus. And some of us fail as Christians because we don't stand on God's word. We already have the victory. We already have it. And we just need to stand on it and profess it by faith in Jesus' name, because it's already ours. So as we get ready to close out tonight, know that I am continuously praying for each one of our listeners. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. So I'm asking you all to please pray with me at this time as we get ready to close out for tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, in spite of ourselves, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber, you don't sleep. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick in their bodies, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being with my sister Janice, as she had a pacemaker put in on Tuesday afternoon, and that she's recovering. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you were with her. So now, Lord, we ask that you would move by your Spirit, continue to have your way in every life of every doer of your word, every faithful doer of your word. Now, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in the name of Jesus that you will move forward and move by your Spirit as those that are going to stand in John's shoes, those that are going to be declaring and teaching and preaching your word on tomorrow, in every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name on tomorrow all over the land. We ask, Lord, that you would anoint them now with dunamis power, Heavenly Father. Give them strength to stand on your word and declare your word, Heavenly Father, that souls will be saved all over the land, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ all over the land will be healed, that will be strengthened and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus Christ, because we know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders, because we know that you do not change. What you've done for some, Heavenly Father, you're the same God, and you have no respecter of persons. What you've done for one, you are able to do for others. And Heavenly Father, you have healed me before, and I'm standing on your word. You're the same God. You can heal me again, and I'm claiming and declaring healing in my body in the name of Jesus Christ, even now, and for every listener. Now, Lord, for those that are tuning in, Heavenly Father, continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, that they would continue to spread the good news about this worldwide platform and ministries so that others can tune in and be blessed by your word as your word goes forth through your men and women of God that are anointed and appointed for such a time as this to declare your word all over the land through your word, through your son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for the shedding of his blood, for the remission of our sins, Heavenly Father. And we thank you because of him, we can be redeemed, those that are believers and doers of Jesus Christ, of his word, of your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that you was blessed by it. Continue to spread the good news about this worldwide platform and ministry, and that God will continue to be glorified through it. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.